Blog Talk Radio.
Show number 20, The Madden Voice, the voice of Madden. And here we are. Took a week off. Pardon me. Did not do a show last week, mostly because of my own schedule. So I apologize. Tried to get to Tuesday, wanting to do a show as close to football as possible. So Tuesday night is going to be our target night, but I have some personal obligations that are interfering with that. So right now we're going to stick to Wednesday and see how that works out. So here we are, show number 20. Congratulations to the EAFL. 20 shows of internet radio. And there's a lot to talk about tonight between what's going on at the Madden Challenges around the country, the most recent Madden Challenge being in Chicago and Indianapolis, and the EAFL once again made a strong showing. The Philly Madden Challenge coming up, we're going to talk about that. Probably try to touch on a little bit of politics, one of my favorite topics, and every day there's just more news in the political arena. President Bush will be on in about an hour to address the nation. Frankly, I don't really care what he has to say, but he is our president, so we'll sneak a little listen. But I want to start tonight. First, I want to tell you about our schedule coming up. We do have the show tonight. Thanks for tuning in. I'll spread the word. You can even find us on iTunes now. Just look for my name, EAFL Commish, on iTunes, and it'll take you right to the Madden Voice. And you can download all of our songs right to your iPod. all of our shows right to your iPod and listen to them at your own leisure. We will have a show Friday night, tentatively 9 o'clock, where we will be covering the Bama Bowl right from Philadelphia. And more on that on Friday. And then we will also have a show on Monday night, and that is tentative, depending on how things go over the weekend. We will have a show Monday night where we will recap the Philadelphia and the Baltimore Madden Challenge, and we will also do our live draft for season 31, can you believe it, of the Major League. And tentatively that is set for Monday night, although subject to change. But I want to start with football. And I want to start with the topic that I had on the show last time, which was, you know, discussing Tom Brady. Now, this was after week one where Tom Brady had lost, hurt his leg, didn't finish the game. I don't even think he made it out of the first quarter. And unfortunately, has a torn ACL and MCL. And so he's gone for the year. And we had some discussions on how will the Patriots look with Matt Castle. We had a few guys call in, Patriots fans, of course, and really say that, you know, they thought that Matt would be pretty good, and it reminded us what happened when Bledsoe went down about six, seven years ago, and Brady came in, and we had an interesting exchange. And I told them then that Tom Brady's a once-in-a-generation quarterback. He's, arguably the best quarterback in the game. You can debate between him and Peyton Manning. I don't think there's another quarterback in that conversation. As much as I love Tony Romo, he's not there yet. But you can debate Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. I'd give the edge to Tom Brady, 3 rings. But, that's not someone that you replace. And I think we saw that on Sunday. I think we saw what happens when you take such an important player off that team, and whatever Matt Castle might become, he didn't do it on Sunday. And not only did he not do it on Sunday, I mean, frankly, that's embarrassing. Now, you know, the Patriots fans are saying, 21 regular season wins in a row and blah, 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 blah. But you know what? You set the bar high. That's what you wanted. And not only do you lose to the Dolphins, but get your asses kicked. I mean, you really get it handed to you. And, I think they're in for a rough year. I still think that they're going to be competitive. But they're going to have to take this bye week and really put a game plan together around this guy, because they cannot use the Brady game plan with Matt Castle. They still have a good, solid team, but Castle is not Tom Brady. And I you know, anybody that wants to call in and now back Matt Castle and say he might be as good, I dare you, because you got no leg to stand on. The Colts are 1-2. I think they'll be okay, but who would have thought that after 3 weeks, the Colts and the Chargers would both be 1-2, and the Colts would lose two home games. One, possibly, you know, like they played a fired up Bears team who had something to prove, probably still had a little salt in their underwear from the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, and really came in and played incredible defense. But, you know, now we see Jacksonville takes them out at home in their new stadium. So, you know, who would have thought the Colts 1-2, the Chargers 1-2, Patriots 2-1, but certainly not looking like the dominant team of the recent past. And who sits in the AFC East undefeated after three games? The Buffalo Bills? Was that Jim Mora? Are you kidding me? The Buffalo Bills at 3-0, are they that good, or did the rest of the division fall that far? Call in, let me know what you think. I saw the power rankings today on ESPN, and I don't play into it a lot because it is three games. We're barely a fifth of the way through the season. We've got 13 regular season games to go. It's a long time to start talking about who's number one and number two and number three. But I got to admit, it was really interesting to see that number one was Dallas, which is not a surprise. Number two, the Giants, 3-0. Can't really say that's a huge surprise. They are the defending Super Bowl champs, did we forget. Number three, the Philadelphia Eagles. So we started off the season with the Patriots, the Colts, and the Chargers as the preseason top three teams in the NFL. And now we're talking about the Cowboys, the Eagles, and the Giants, and we're talking about three NFC East teams. Is the NFC East the best division in football? I think it is. Is the NFC East, do they have the three best teams in the NFL? What do you think? Is Dallas the best team in the league? I don't care, quite honestly. I want them to be the best team in the league in February. I don't really care about being the best team in the league today. It's nice to be 3-0, but the best team in the league stuff, I don't care. But what do you think? Is it possible? What happened to the Browns? Browns, 10 wins. Derek Anderson, the second coming. I had a lot of talk about Derek Anderson in the offseason. And I honestly thought that they would trade him and turn it over to Brady Quinn. And I had guys telling me, no, he played too well. You know, they're going to keep Brady Quinn and Derek Anderson. And they were right, and I was wrong. But I'll tell you what, he's not doing anything right now. And I think this is what happens sometimes. You get a guy in there, and no one sees the guy. No one gets any film on the guy. And he has a nice little run. And people start to say, hey, look at this guy. He's the second coming. He's great. He's this. He's that. Next season rolls around, and you start to get some film on the guy, and you start to prepare. All of a sudden, they're not that good anymore. You know, that's why you got to respect a Tom Brady or a Peyton Manning. And possibly now you start to look at Eli Manning, Tony Romo, and some of these other quarterbacks that are getting some starts, getting some consistency. And you got to start saying, okay, you got to respect these guys because you know what they're going to do, and they still beat you. And so you got to start to really, whether you like them or not, you really got to start to respect that. The Lions fired Matt Millen today, about time. I think next to Isaiah Thomas, the worst general manager in all of sports, just horrible. And I love Isaiah Thomas, but not a I don't know. Is he still with the Knicks? I think they got rid of him finally, right? If they didn't, they should. Horrible, horrible. Great, great point guard. Great, great person. Horrible general manager. And Matt Millen would be a close second. Has not done anything for that franchise. I'm not a Lions fan, but hasn't done anything for that franchise. Should have been fired a long time ago. The Raiders coach, Kiffin, something like that. I don't know the guy's name. Younger than me, and he's a coach of a pro football team. Go figure. Don't like the guy. I'm nothing against him, but I'm not impressed. But I don't think he's being treated fairly. I don't think that it's okay to, you know, go to work with thinking that, you know, the boss is going to come and fire you anytime. You have to sit in press conferences and ask, you know, did you get fired yet? Well, what do you think? When do you think it's going to happen? Al Davis is a jerk. And, you know, he like George Steinbrenner. George Steinbrenner got smart and stepped down. And how about it? Yankees, no playoffs for the first time in 13 years. Good riddance. But anyway, back to football. You know, Al Davis needs to step down. He doesn't know what he's doing anymore. You know, let the guy coach or fire him. Do one or the other. Lane Kiffin. That's I'm being told. Lane Kiffin, yeah, young guy. Let him coach or fire him. But none of this, I think, this is what we might do. We're gonna try to motivate you and put it out there that you might lose your job and see if you work harder. Does anybody know? Yeah, I pronounced it right. Kiffin. That's what I said. Jeez. Does anybody know how hard a pro football coach has to work? I know. But do you guys know? You don't need to motivate them. You don't need to put a fire underneath them and say, you know, if you don't step it up, you're going to be without a job. These guys work 80, 90, 100 hours a week. You know, they work 11 months out of the year. This is not a six-month out of the year job. They're working 11 months out of the year. It is a thankless job. Now, granted, they're making some good money, but you know, they're not making the money that their players are making. Let me tell you that. And either give the guy a chance to take that team. The team doesn't look as bad as say the Chiefs or the Rams, but you know, they made some moves and there's some potential there. So either give the guy the rope and say, go ahead, you know, we're gonna see what you can do, or get rid of him. Don't play these little stupid games. I just don't understand. And what's up with the Chiefs and the Rams? You know, what is going on with these franchises? You know, the Rams, the greatest show on turf, and you know, Bulger's been benched. Steven Jackson ain't really done much of anything. He's still sitting on one of my fantasy teams. I forget that he's even there because he hasn't done anything. The defense just might as well sit on the sidelines. And the same thing with the Chiefs. I mean, now they've gone to their third quarterback. I don't even know his name. Some guy that's going to be taking over for the Chiefs. I mean, you want to talk about bad, horrible teams. You know, you have the Dolphins from last year, about as bad a team as I've ever seen, coming in this year and taking out the almighty Patriots. And you got teams like the Chiefs, who generally bring a solid team, Larry Johnson and Tony Gonzalez and the such. And you got the Rams, and these guys ain't doing anything. And how about Joey Porter to pretty much put all the pressure on himself and then go into that game and actually back his talk? Joey Porter has not always been one to back his talk. His days with the Steelers, he was pretty good, but he was not always one to back his talk, and he did. You got to give the guy credit for going in there and backing his talk. Plaxico Burress gets suspended. I guess the word is he's getting suspended for 2 games, or 2 weeks. But one of the weeks is a bye week, so he's only going to miss 1 game. Zach getting paid. Apparently, there's been a long problem with him missing meetings, being late to meetings, and finally they've had enough. You know what really gets me about this? How many people knew this? You know, how many people knew that Plaxico Burress had, unless you're a Giant fan, how many people knew this? But, you know, let T.O. miss a meeting. Let T.O. fall asleep in a meeting. You know, and it's on, you know, it's the top story on SportsCenter, you know. I never knew Plaxico Burress had a problem making meetings. I just think that sometimes the press is just so biased. It's just amazing to me. So anyway, those are pretty much my thoughts on week 3. We saw a great game Sunday night, the Dallas-Green Bay game in Green Bay. Dallas got a monkey off their back and finally went into Lambeau, first time ever. 5 previous trips, and they were 0-5, and so on the 6th trip, they were able to go in there, and they you know, the final score was 27-16, but if you saw the game, it wasn't that close. It really wasn't. If Barber doesn't fumble as they're trying to burn out some clock, if Barber doesn't fumble, It's 30-9, 34-9, and not sure if they had enough time. The Packers had come down and score. Dallas just played a dominant game on offense and on defense and special teams. And, you know, if you haven't watched Felix Jones, you know, arguably today, you know, arguably the most exciting player in the NFL right now, arguably. Adrian Peterson is still fun to watch. He hasn't kind of had a breakout game yet, but he's still fun to watch. Reggie Bush is still fun to watch. But this guy is something else between what he can do with kickoff returns and what he can do in the backfield and out of the backfield. Every time he gets the ball now, you got to sit up and say, okay, is he going to break one? Unbelievable speed. But, Leo, let me give a shout-out to a guy that I think just gets too much bad press, gets too much, people just give him a hard time. And that's T.O. And I'm going to give T.O. a shout-out. I was listening to a radio show today, and they were saying that, why didn't T.O. come to the podium, and why didn't T.O. address the media after the game? Was T.O. mad because he only had two catches, and so he was pouting because he didn't have a good game? And, you know, why jump to those conclusions? Maybe T.O. said, I can go to the podium anytime I want. Let me let some of these younger guys, like Miles Austin or Patrick Creighton, and some of these guys who played a great game, and let me let them get their time in the sun. I'm not going anywhere. I can get the press anytime I want. But let me let these guys who really contributed. I mean, just to assume that he's got a chip on his shoulder. Did anyone see the play, the interception, and T.O. got knocked down right about the goal line, and the guy runs down the field, and then here comes T.O. like a rocket out of nowhere to get the guy about 60 yards later and make the tackle. You know? Give the guy credit where credit is due. You know, Felix Jones runs 60 yards for a touchdown, and who's running 40 yards down the field with him, making sure that he, gets in the end zone, ready to make that last block just in case, stride for stride. T.O. And according to Felix Jones, he didn't even see that there was a defender there. All he could see was T.O. saying, come on, let's go. And T.O. was running right beside him saying, come on, let's go. I mean, you know, guys, I'm sorry, but with all due respect to Randy Moss right now, you don't have Tom Brady. And in my opinion, right now, you know, until you show me something, Randy, T.O. is the best receiver in this league right now. He does it all. He catches over the middle. He catches deep. He blocks, you know. And right now, for my money, and, yeah, I'm biased. I ain't going to lie. But right now, T.O. is the best. He's the best receiver in the NFL. If you want to call in and talk to me about the NFL or talk to me. I'm going to talk NFL for a little bit longer, and we're going to switch gears. And I welcome anybody who represented the EAFL at the Chicago or the Indianapolis Madden Challenge to call in and hang on hold, because I'd like to hear directly from you. If not, I'll go to the threads on our webpage and kind of check those out and give updates as to how we did, and we did do pretty well once again. But you can call in at 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525. You can instant message me. I'm on right now on AOL or AIM, whichever you use, and that would be EAFL Commissioner, and you can see me there right now. You can come to our chat room if you go to blogtalkradio.com/EAFL Madden. You will find a way to get into our chat room. It's a little light in there right now, but I suspect that there will be more people joining. So come check out the chat room. And you can even send me an email if you are so inclined to do so. And the email would be EAFLradio@EAFLmadden.com. So plenty of ways to get in touch with me. Share your thoughts. What did you think of football this past week? Who's the best team in the NFL? Who's the best team in the NFC? What's going on in the AFC right now? Is it a new day? Can we say that the Bills are going to be a team to be reckoned with going forward? What about the Ravens? They're undefeated. The Titans, you know, is there a power shift right now in the AFC? Or will, at the end of the year, when the dust settles, will it be the same old teams at the top? You know, what do you think? God, I lost my train of thought. There was another team in the AFC that I wanted to how did Jeff looking with Brett Favre? Did you see the game? Monday night. Chargers and the Jets. And I saw it, and I got to tell you, I'm not overly impressed by what I'm seeing from Brett Favre this year. I think he's as good as he was last year without the same surrounding cast. I think he is as good. I think Brett Favre will make plays. He will get you yards. He will get you points. But he will also make mistakes, and he will throw interceptions. And I appreciate the coach and the team going out and saying that it wasn't Brett's fault, and, you know, the guy was supposed to go to the spot. And Brett, but, you know, when Brett has a history of making those same throws and throwing those interceptions, it's hard to me to say, okay, it's not Brett's fault. Now, one interception was not his fault. Cromartie, and, you know, we have a saying in the EAFL, which is don't try crow. and I didn't make up the saying, but it's pretty much a Madden saying that if you throw at Cromartie, he's going to get it. And I'll tell you what, I mean, he had two, but that first one he had where he just reached around Coles, Lavernius Coles, and flipped that ball up to himself and then spun around and then ran it into the end zone, waved at the defender who was coming to get him, you know, and scored It was an incredible interception. He wants, I guess, to set a new NFL record for picks. And he's got the skill to do it. Now, whether he'll do it or not is another ball game, because sometimes, you know, it's like Adrian Peterson saying, I want 2,000 yards rushing. I mean, Adrian Peterson got to be healthy for 16 games first before you could think about getting 2,000 yards. Sometimes when you say those kind of things, you put too much pressure on yourself. So will Crow get 15 or 16? I don't know. But he certainly – you know, he certainly had an incredible interception there against the Jets. This coming Sunday, it'll be some good games, but, you know, the game for me is always the Redskins are coming to town, and the Redskins are going to be playing the Cowboys Sunday night, and it's going to be a heck of a game. You know, it's always fun when the Redskins come to town. I just have a feeling, and I'm going to say it right here on the air, that if the Cowboys come down and score quickly, no matter how they do it, kickoff return, first drive, you know, stop the Redskins, get the ball, score on that drive, no matter what, if they get the ball early and score, it's going to be a long day. Because they come down and see that they can score that quickly, it's going to be a long day for the Redskins. It could get ugly. I know the Redskins have been playing a little bit better, but I just think that when it comes down to it, the talent level is just too great. And now I hear Jason Taylor is not going to play, although he wants to play, but I hear they're not going to let him, so who knows. I don't know that he would make that big of a difference, quite frankly, but, you know, clearly without him, you know, they're putting in a former Cowboy, Demetrius Evans, who, you know, guy who's played for Dallas and did nothing. So I don't know what he's going to do now, but I guess we'll see. But what do you think? You know, do you think the Cowboys and the Redskins are going to be a good game? You know, what are the games that are coming up this weekend that you're interested in? Atlanta's playing Carolina, Cleveland and Cincinnati. Will Cleveland finally get their first win? Houston and Jacksonville, Denver and KC. That one could get ugly. San Francisco and New Orleans should be a good game. Arizona and the Jets, another good game. Green Bay and Tampa. Minnesota and Tennessee. San Diego and Oakland. Buffalo and St. Louis could get ugly. Philadelphia and Chicago, two very good defenses. Philly probably has the better offense, but is Westbrook going to play? He's day-to-day with that ankle. And Monday night is Baltimore and Pittsburgh. And, you know, the way Philly played against Pittsburgh, you know, and now they have to go up against another solid defense. And Pittsburgh's 2-0 right now with the new quarterback. So who knows? You know, but are you excited about football? I mean, football is here, and we are about to get into week 4, and there is no more summer. Summer's over. Some of you may still be living in places where there's warm weather, but officially summer is over. So, you know, football is here, fall is here, and it's an exciting time. I'm going to hang on to the Madden Challenge conversation and see if anybody calls in to discuss it. And I'm going to quickly touch on some politics stuff, simply because it's just been all over the news, and figure we'd touch on it real quick and then go from there. But, you know, you may have heard that there's a potential for the government to come up with $700 billion to bail out a lot of the financial institutions that are in trouble, to buy up some of these or a lot of these bad mortgages, and to pretty much kind of save our economy. Our economy is pretty much based on the housing market, and the housing market sucks right now. And so this would be an attempt to save it. And, you know, I encourage people to really pay attention to what's going on. Watch your CNNs and your MSNBCs and ABC, CBS, Fox. You know, watch the major networks, the news networks, the news shows, and really understand what's going on, because this is unprecedented and it's huge. But I did want to say that John McCain came out and said that he wanted to suspend his campaign starting tomorrow, and did not want to have the Friday night presidential debate unless this plan had been finalized and signed before then. And he said that we need to focus on our priorities, and the priority right now is this financial plan. And Barack Obama came out and said, well, as president, you need to be able to multitask. You sometimes don't have the luxury of stopping one thing to go and do something else. Sometimes you have to multitask. And so I think we need to go on with the debate. We still need to pay attention to what's going on in Washington, but we need to go on to with the debate. And, you know, thinking about how there's 41 days until the election, and so many people are undecided or want to really see which candidate they want to choose for, the fact that McCain was willing to just, or is planning to suspend his campaign because he feels like he needs to go and be a part of something that he hasn't really been a part of, all of the meetings and the hearings, he hasn't been any, you know, anywhere near, and now all of a sudden he wants to kind of take over, is, to me, it's ridiculous. I want to see the debate, although we will be involved in the Bama Bowl in Philadelphia, but I want to see this debate, and you know, as I said about the Cowboys Redskins, this debate could get ugly. What do you think? Do you have a political affiliation? Do you think that, you know, you want to see the debate? Who do you think is going to win the debate? Do you think that it's a good idea for the government to fund a $700 billion bailout? Or do you think that we should just ride the course and see where it goes? I have an opinion, but I'd rather wait and hear if we get other opinions through email or instant message. So to call in, it's 347-838-9525. Give me a call. Tell me what's going on. We will be at the Madden Challenge this week. The Madden Challenge is going to be in Philadelphia on Friday, Saturday, and then Baltimore on Sunday. So the EAFL will be there, and I personally will be in Philadelphia on Friday and Saturday. Currently, I will be competing Friday afternoon, Friday evening in the over 30 crowd, and then tentatively I'll do Saturday as well. I am not the main event. I am not, you know, my stick skills are far below what they used to be. I'm a little bit older than most of you guys out there, so no big predictions for me, and no big anything for me directly. But, you know, there should be about 10 of us from the EAFL there, and I suspect that we will make some noise. I suspect that there'll be an upset or two. And at some point, it won't be an upset anymore. At some point, the EAFL will be expected to go and win. Right now, I still think it's an upset if we were to beat one of the so-called elite ballers out there that come off of the Mad Nation TV show, or that are well-known on the tournament scene, or, you know, tend to be at all the MCs or all the players bowls or, you know, mega bowls or what have you, what have you. So right now, you know, if we take some of these guys down, it's an upset. But I think at some point soon, it will not be an upset. We will be going to tournaments and we will be expected to do well. And I personally expect us to do well this weekend at the Philadelphia Madden Challenge. And then several of the guys are going to leave from Philadelphia Sunday morning and shoot over to Baltimore. I don't know how far it is, but it is not a ride that I'm going to be taking, as I will be heading back home Sunday and make it home in time to see the Cowboy game. But I suspect that the EAFL will do well this weekend, and I have a lot planned around the Madden Challenge. Can't disclose it all now for fear of we have discovered that other Madden radio shows like us so much that they imitate us and replicate us and try to reproduce some of the things that we do. And I guess they say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, but now I feel as though I need to be careful with what my next steps are and what the show's next steps are, so that we don't expose some of our plans, and in lieu of, you know, any other Madden-based radio show or internet show trying to take some of the stuff that we've created. You know, and they can do what they want, but I'm certainly not going to make it easy on them. I would hope that they would consider, you know, being individuals and thinking of their own things that they can do, so this way I can steal something from them. So, give me a call. Let me know. Hi to the guys in the chat room. I see a few people there in the chat room. And it's going to be interesting. I had a comment in there about a rough Monday. It's going to be interesting on Monday after we might have to move. I don't know what we're going to do with the draft and the things that we have set up, because we can't do it Sunday night. So then that would leave a weeknight, and I am not available Tuesday night. So that would then bump us all the way out to next Wednesday, which just seems so far to wait to get the season started. So we're at Monday night to try to get the Major League draft going. And remember, the EAFL Major League is a sanctioned league, and sanctioned just simply means that the Madden Federation, which is run by the Game Time Philly crew, has decided to grant ranking points to certain leagues, Super Bowl winners and Super Bowl runner-up. And it's the same ranking points that you get on for doing well at a Madden Challenge. I'm not exactly sure how far the NMC, I have it written down. If you really want to know, you know, shoot me an email. And I'll let you know. But doing well on a MC and you get points, and it's the same points that you get if you win the Super Bowl or if you're the runner up, 50 points or 100 points, and you can earn those points in the tournaments, and you can earn them here. And there's another league, King of the Hill League, and I heard that there was a third league, and I've reached out to Philly Ron, and Ron has not called me back yet, so hopefully if we don't connect, I'll see him in Philly, and I'll find out. I heard there might be a third league that has been sanctioned. And, you know, our ranking points will either start this season or next. I'm not clear yet. No later than season 31 that they will begin. And, you know, it's just a nice added feature to know that when you come into the EAFL and you perform well and make it to a Super Bowl, that you now have earned points to list you on the world ranking stage of Madden, and it's a pretty good accomplishment. I would imagine that there would be more leagues entered, but I would also imagine that they would continue to scrutinize each league to make sure that there is some integrity in the point system. That's very important to us, and I'm sure it's important to Philly Ron and the other guys that are involved with the Federation. So we will have our first Super Bowl winner, hopefully within the next couple of days, for the Major League. And I'm just going to also acknowledge that Tiki, or Nellie Mel, who is the commissioner of EASL 360, has confirmed that we will be prepared to do the EASL live draft Monday night, and he actually rescheduled when he saw Monday. He made some changes in his schedule to accommodate that. So we're in good shape. So it is official. We will be on Monday night, EASL radio, the Madden Voice, and we will give updates on what happened at the Madden Challenge this weekend and what happened both places this weekend, and also cover the live draft. So it could be a pretty long show, but it'll be a good show as always. And Friday night, we will be covering the Bama Bowl. And if you want to know what the Bama Bowl is, I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to tune in Friday night, 9 o'clock Eastern, and check it out for yourself and listen in and understand what is this Bama Bowl coming from Philadelphia, coming from the Madden Challenge. We also have EASL merchandise, and I don't have the link handy, but if you want the link, if you're interested in getting a product, and I have over 100 products that you can buy, and if you're interested in purchasing something with our logo on it, or even something with a custom EASL logo on it with your name, send me an email, EASLradio@EASLmadden.com, or you can send it to commish@EASLmadden.com, either way, and I'll get your email and just say, hey, I want to see the link to the EASLmadden.com store, and take a look through, browse through, check out our products, see if there's something there that you like. I actually made my first purchase and ordered a couple of T-shirts and a hat and came in yesterday, so now I'm sporting my EASL gear. And I know around the league, different people have gotten different items, shirts and stuff for the MC. So it should be well represented. All right, let's go into the chat room and see what's going on. And I see the student, now known as the architect, is in there, and he's been pretty well behaved. So welcome, student. And let's go to the emails and see if there's any interesting emails coming through. All right, a couple of emails, but we'll hold off on those for now. And let's go to the message board, and let's talk about the That Guy Award. Now, if you recall, the That Guy Award is an award that we do, given to that guy, the guy that just kind of sticks out for all the wrong reasons and doesn't even realize that he's sticking out and, just kind of goes on and does his thing and pretty much looks ridiculous and doesn't even acknowledge that he looks ridiculous. And people look at him and go, there's that guy. And I asked for some nominations for the That Guy Award. So let's go to the sportsgamer.com, our forums partner, and we have some pretty funny relationships over on SportsGamer. So to anyone at SportsGamer, hello, and feel free to call in and give a shout out, and especially hello to Fred. He's the SportsGamer guru, makes it all possible. So if he's listening, hello, Fred. And let's see. So first. The first nominee is Brett Favre, and this is by a Packer fan who nominated Brett Favre by saying that he blames the entire Packer team for losing except for himself. So that's the first nominee. Second nominee this week is Chad Johnson, and it's because he changed his name to Ocho Cinco. And, the comment is, who the hell changed their last name to a number? So, let's see. We have a nomination for Vince, who is a longtime EASL member, and Vince is being nominated by JBev because, falling asleep on our way to Indianapolis, we were supposed to be giving S. Jack directions. Pardon me. So instead of us four ended up in Michigan, and then Vince blames it on S-Jack. If you guys were on that ride from Michigan to Indy, Vince would be unanimous. All right, so That's Vince. Vince's nomination. A guy who remained nameless, who blocked Truce, can of corn field goal to win the MC Regional. Yeah, it's kind of hard to nominate a guy just off of that. And then saying, assuming he glitched, which we don't know if it was a glitch or not. So going to just kind of pass that nomination. I'm kind of weak. So right now we have Brett Favre, Chad Johnson, and Vince from the EAFL. Let's see. All right, and Go Balls, the winner of the last That Guy Award, nominates Coach Phil Fulmer. Looks like he's from University of Tennessee, which is Go Ball's favorite college. I'm not sure if Go Ball actually went there or not. I would think that he did, the way he loves that school, but not 100% sure if he's an alumni. I think he is. And apparently this coach really said some disparaging things about the fans of UT. And Go Balls, who's normally, a diehard fan, and I'm going to read, I'm a lifelong dedicated fan who spends lots of money on this program, and I usually never try to shed any bad light on it, as we get enough already, but lashing out at your fans because you can't get your butt in gear on the field, well, that's deserving of That Guy Award in my book. All right, so Coach Fulmer gets the That Guy Award, and that's about it. So we've got four: Brett Favre, Chad Johnson, Vince, and then the UT coach. So if we go through these, it's hard to give Brett Favre a That Guy Award. One, I didn't hear anything he said, so I don't know if he. It's very uncharacteristic for Brett Favre to blame other people. He usually takes it on the chin. So we'll give Brett Favre a pass this time. If it happens again, he might be back. Leaves us Chad Johnson for changing his name to Ocho Cinco, Vince, and then the coach of Tennessee. I'd say the Chad Johnson nomination's a bit late. Yeah, I agree that it's kind of stupid. but it's a little bit late. He did it about 2 weeks ago and kind of not even really making press. Right now what's making press is the guy's not catching any passes. Don't even particularly understand what's wrong with him, but he's not catching any passes. He's having a horrible year. So that's making more news than his last name. So that leaves us with Vince and then the coach at Tennessee. And just purely off of, because I can, we're going to go ahead and give it to Vince. Because if Vince really didn't get it for that, I probably would have considered nominating him for taking 5 weeks to finish a season, where his normal pace at getting a season done is about a week and a half. And when he started the season, I warned him about being a freshman in college and demands on it. He assured me that he had everything in hand. Once again, he didn't understand that I'd been somewhere that he hasn't. And I know what it's like to be a freshman in college, and he didn't. And it took him 5 weeks, right down to the last day, if I have it correct, to get all his games played. And just for the record, league, especially the guys in the major league, you can rest assured that that kind of slowness will not be tolerated in season 31. But I'm going to talk about that in a second. Let me finish and say that, Vince, congratulations. You are that guy. I'm going to have some music for that soon. But let me go back to activity. Season 31 is coming up. What I saw this season, quite honestly, it was disappointing to me. We have a great league. We have a great bunch of guys, and we've been doing this for a long time. And, in May or June, actually, before the 4th, when Madden is pretty much dead and no one's playing the game anymore, we finished the season and the playoffs in just about 4 weeks and finished everything, finished the playoffs in 3 days, had 100% of all our games played, which if you ask any league, most leagues would tell you it doesn't happen. We make it a routine. And I'm really disappointed that the first season of Madden 09 and our historic season 30, with so many veterans and longtime players in EAFL, not finishing their season in 4 weeks. They actually had to extend it to a fifth week. So I want everybody to know, and it's not going to be a popular decision, but I've talked it over with Nelly Nell, and there is going to be penalties handed down for people that did not finish their season in 4 weeks, as everyone was instructed to do. And I'm sure that there's going to be some people saying that it's not fair, you didn't know, blah, 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 blah. You know, and two of our very own commissioners are being affected by this. And so this is not a bipartisan decision at all. I know in the past I've penalized myself for mistakes that I've made and given up playoff spots for because of somebody else and that kind of stuff. So, you know, we need to send the message that I don't care how many Madden challenges we go to, how many players' bowls we go to, how many, you know, how many events that this league has, that everything starts with what goes on in the leagues. Everything starts with what goes on in the league. And if we don't have a solid, strong basis in our leagues, nothing else matters to me. We can go to we can go winning MCs left and right, but we are not a you know, we are not a site that sells tips. We're not so many other Madden sites out there. We don't sell tips. We don't sell ebooks. You know, we don't play for money. We don't have a betting system where you can come and play somebody for you know, $50 like some of the sites. We have a league. And if we don't have a strong league, everything else that we do, in my opinion, will crumble. That is our foundation and that is our base. And, you know, so there will be penalties handed out. And, you know, some have said maybe the penalties aren't fair and maybe, you know, we should have rethought about it. Maybe we shouldn't have extended the season. Maybe we should have told people that, you know, and you know what? Maybe there are other ways of doing things, and I'll grant everybody that there are other ways of doing it. But when we have a league that's sanctioned, and I take that very seriously, until I'm given reason to not take it seriously, Philly Ron and Boza and all you guys out there that are part of this crew that I haven't heard from in a while, holler at your boy. But until I have given a reason to not take it seriously, I'm going to take that very seriously. We're giving ranking points out, and we can't get guys to finish 16 games in 4 weeks. And even many of the guys were right down to the wire at 5 weeks. It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable to me. It's not acceptable to Tiki. To his credit as commissioner, said, I'm one of the guys that didn't get it done. I will fall on the sword. I will take the penalty. And I gotta give a guy credit who's willing to say, you know what? It's going to hurt me, but it's best for the league, so I'm putting the league before. I'm putting what's best for the league, and I'm sending this message to everybody in the league that this is unacceptable. Now, moving forward, you know, and I have something in mind that I'm going to share, not today, but we're going to set up a little policy around this moving forward, and something that I think will give us flexibility as we manage our league, but also let everybody know that on no uncertain terms, this is going to happen again for season 31. There are a lot of guys. There's two developmental leagues, and there's a lot of guys down there that are ready to come up and play. There are a lot of veterans down there that are ready to come up and play. There are a lot of new guys that have been down there for a while that want to come up and play. And at this point, I'm ready to give them a chance. And I am really getting disgusted with some of the so-called veterans from day one that have been here, and I got to go on a message board and hear excuses as to why I can't get my games played instead of just, you know what, it's my bad, it's my fault, it's on me, and I should have got my games played. That's what I want to hear. It's on me. I should have got it done. I knew better. I've been here from day one. I don't want to hear, oh, what are you giving me a hard time for, like I saw on some of the message boards. I don't want to hear that mess. Just get it done. That's all you got to do is get games played. And I'm really happy that Tiki is on board. Coach K isn't quite on board yet. But, you know, Coach K always comes around. And, you know, I'll give it to Coach K. He has a right to disagree. he has a right to have a different opinion. I respect Coach K immensely. He can have a different opinion. But I know Coach K is pro EAFL and understands, even if he disagrees, if it's best for the league, Coach K will come around and support it. Even if he gets penalized or Tiki gets penalized or I get penalized, we just want what's best for the league. And you know, Coach K has been promoted to a certain degree and is overseeing four leagues, so he's got a direct impact on how we play these things out moving forward. So I think we'll see some different things moving ahead once we get through. We'll get through this, and we're gonna see some hot things coming up. So enough on that. Let's check the phones. You know, it's kind of a quiet night here in EAFL, and the chat room is pretty active. No phone calls tonight, though. A couple of instant messages early. Let's see. All right, I got a guy wanting to have a chat with me. He doesn't realize that we're on. And then I'm on a radio show, so he's going to have to wait. But kind of a quiet night in the EAFL. Let's see. I have a list of things here to talk about. Hey, back to politics for a second. If you guys get a chance to check out Larry King Live, check out the interview he did with the Pakistani president. And that's about all I'm going to say. But he did it a couple nights ago, or maybe it was last night. Unbelievable. Check it out. Really, really unbelievable. All right, let's see. I'm going into the chat room and seeing what's going on. All right, just a little bit of talk about, you know, different strategies for going after the slackers, which I agree with all of them. And let's see. All right. Okay. So what else is going on out there in the world today? And what else can we talk about? I can talk NFL all night. I can talk Madden Challenge all night. None of the guys from the Midwest MC called in, and I'm very disappointed in them for not calling in to give us a firsthand account. I think Philly's going to be pretty fun, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, we'll see what happens. I'm going to take a short break. Let you guys listen to the theme song a couple of times. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to cut the show. Something just came up unexpected with my children that I need to go and attend to immediately, so I apologize for cutting the show about an hour early. Fortunately for everybody, we will be back Friday night. We will be back Monday night. I expect two exciting shows, so forgive me for having to end, but if any of you have children, then I'm sure you can understand that they kind of march to a beat of their own drummer and not the beat of your own drummer. So I will be signing off for the evening. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to show number 20 of the Madden Boys. Remember, you can catch us on iTunes. Just search for my name, EAFL Commish. And the show will pop up. Subscribe to the show. And if you can't tune in live, you'll always have it on your iPod. So look forward to catching you from the Madden Challenge Friday night. And remember, the EAFL is where all feud is settled on the field.